I was so embarrassed that they were going to find me in my room in this position with like laundry everywhere. Like I was mortified, but I was in such a panic and my heart was racing. I had no time to like situate the laundry. I think that it's this innate human understanding that there is more to you than you know. And I think that the quest to like figure that out is your spirituality journey. And I feel that religion gives you some definite rules and answers to questions that you might have. But in those religions doing those things, it kind of puts it outside of you, if that makes sense. So like, it gives you a really good structure to follow. When really all of the discovery that you're making, whether it's in a religion or outside of a religion, is really within yourself. So at the end of the day, I just find that spirituality and faith is really centered on self-awareness and this journey through, you know, being super aware of yourself and aware of what emotions you decide to feel and how you decide to react to a bunch of different things. Just how you decide to show up every day and how you decide to play in the world and in your life. And what happens is, I think we get older and things get harder and jobs get harder and there's more stressors in life. So then we turn to things like, I know for myself, turn to like pot and just to chill out and escape a little bit. It was an awesome tool and I'm like a big fan of marijuana, but you know, other people turn to say wine at night or words with friends on their phone or Facebook to distract themselves or whatever it is to escape a little bit from yourself. It's like, I saw a post the other day, Kyle, who was on here, put up a meme. It was like, I just think it's funny how we are quarantined and the world is like, stop and be with yourself. And we're like, nope, I'm going to learn how to make bread. Like, cause everybody's like focusing on something outside of them right now. But I think it's super, I literally think it's the only point of life to kind of cut and dissect your brain and yourself and why you act the way you do and do that with the purpose of having a really awesome, peaceful, amazing life. Because at the center of all of us, I do think there is just this like amazing greatness and just, you know, we all have a purpose for being here. And that's legit, because the fact that you're even walking is this weird, crazy statistic. I forget what it is, but Gary Vee always used to talk about it. It's like 1 in 1,000,000,000 or something like that. And that alone should be like, damn, like the fact that I'm even here is kind of trippy. So why am I here? You know, like, why am I here? The why, I think, is the most important thing ever. And I actually want to talk about, I mean, it's just taking me there. I didn't even know what I was going to talk about when I put this on, but my ex was actually obsessed, literally obsessed with the what of here. And I think a lot of people get stuck there where they're obsessed with the physical what of this world, meaning like literally the shape of the planet, right? Are we on a globe or are we on a flat situation? What is this? What is that? What are the facts? What are they not telling us? What have they told us that isn't true? I know another girl that I know, her ex got really deep into conspiracy things and it was a big issue. And I think that's actually a very common thing because we have YouTube and we have people that are sharing opinions with a lot of followers and we're human. And it tends to be that if so many people decide something might be half legit, then like people tend to consider it a bit more. So it takes this like sea of people for us to be like, wait, are they onto something? You know, so we're very malleable in the mind. But I think a key to life for myself has been to focus on the why. Why am I here? Really, why am I here? And again, I think it boils down to just this true sense of that God is love. God is the feeling and the emotion and the vibration of love. And it's my purpose here to align with that as much as I can. And whenever I have aligned with that as much as I can, nothing but goodness comes into my life. Nothing but amazing days and like tears of gratitude and successes and joys come into my life. And despite right now, like being a small business owner and being shut down because of COVID-19, despite that, I have had the most blessed couple weeks and month of my life, you know, being away from my business and being shut down, despite all of the unanswered things and all of the, you know, financial side of things really being a rocky situation at the moment. I feel nothing but just pure gratitude and feel super blessed to be in the situation that I am. because God is good and God is love and love is good and things are good. Things are great because we're here and we're present and we still have this earth underneath our feet. We haven't yet entirely trashed this planet just yet. And, you know, I think that we do have a great future ahead so long as we live consciously and so long as we live a life of faith. So I'm not, this whole podcast, I think, you know, I dig the Bible and I learn a lot in the Bible and I'm looking forward to learning more about other faiths and stuff. And I definitely have a deep rooted faith in a Christianity type vibe because I grew up Catholic and then, you know, all of the teachings of Jesus I'm down in here for. And I do believe Jesus to be God on earth. But what I'm really interested in talking to people about is just living in a very like cool, casual way, this life of faith. So, you know, considering that there is something higher and greater than you, you might not know what it is, but considering that that exists and that it's your duty as a person to wake up and give thanks for that and then give thanks before you sleep and do it all over again. I can almost guarantee it for you that these little tiny miracles, these little tiny moments of clarity will be enough for you to keep digging and keep searching and keep dismantling old faith or old like belief systems that are keeping you in that perpetual circle of behaviors that don't serve you, you know, in whatever way they don't. Again, I just think I've been really blessed to talk to so many individuals in the form of doing haircuts to realize none of us are special and all of us are insanely special at the same time, but none of us are that different from each other. And I guess that's why I'm also not very fearful anymore of like putting these thoughts out there, because everybody that I do talk to in real life off of the internet has these feelings and emotions and thoughts. And so at the end of the day, I know that I'm touching people in a way that I don't know, it's very human. It's very like, it is what it is. I feel like it's a simple kind of thing. I hope that makes sense. But anyways, I'm low-key, high-key overwhelmed with the response of people and friends and, you know, people that have been listening. It's been really, really humbling and amazing. And you guys get to realize that, like, you are so fucking awesome. If you don't realize it already, I hope you do, obviously. But, you know, that self-love is an option, and it's an option through understanding your miraculousness, right? So if you like are even, say you're a guy and you find yourself listening, or you're a female, it doesn't matter what sex you are, what you identify with, but if you struggle with this like self-worthiness where you don't want to seem and feel egotistical, but you want to love yourself because you want to stop putting yourself down and keeping yourself from good situations or keeping yourself from approaching that person or going for that position or, you know, creating your dream life, then you can understand through a life lived in faith with this outside power source that believes in you more than you could ever believe in, just for the pure fact that you're like here, then it really is this fuel that you can use to power your mission and power your purpose towards the best stuff that the world needs. So it's like outside of you, and it's not about ego. It's not about pumping your own ego. It's not about like your, it's very obvious when somebody lacks humility. And I think it's very obvious when somebody has humility. I think that they're very tangible differences. You know what I mean? And I think that a self-serving type of, career chaser or hustler, that type of thing really burns bright, but it burns really quickly. And it's not sustainable and it's very hollow. So there's so much goodness to choose a life of faith. However that works for you, you can keep it as cash as you want. You can live in universe and spiritual world, or like, you know, universe, that we're all connected and broad like that, whatever it is. But start your day feeling grateful for what you got and end your day feeling grateful for what you got. And like watch how amazing life becomes, I think, you know. And I'm not saying anything that I ever say with fully knowing anything. I'm the first person to say I don't know anything. Like, I literally don't know anything. But what I do know is this type of shift in my life has just caused me to be so grateful, and I feel like so much more present and so much more aware of the blessings of my life. And I've been able to throw away things like panic attacks and anxiety and like breaking out in hives because of stress and grinding my teeth at night and, you know, being over caffeinated and underslept. Is that under rested? Whatever. I'll share my panic attack story and then I'm out. But I used to scoff at people who talked about panic attacks or anxiety attacks, like as if it wasn't a real thing. And then I had a panic attack of my own and it was life-changing. I truly thought that I was going to die. So I was in my room in my apartment, and luckily, thank God, my roommate was an ER nurse and is an ER nurse. And at the time she wasn't home, but I was home by myself, and I don't know what set this off for me. I have no idea, but my heart was racing, pounding. I feel like I could feel it pounding out of my chest, and I was stark white, and I was sure, I was positive that I was having a heart attack. I was having like cold sweats, but I was positive that I was having a heart attack. So I got into fetal position, or really child's pose, on my floor in my bedroom. And I remember thinking, I'm like, wow, I'm so embarrassed that they are going to find me in my room like this, like dead. I really thought I was going to die. I was so embarrassed that they were going to find me in my room in this position with like laundry everywhere. Like I was mortified, but I was in such a panic and my heart was racing. I had no time to like situate the laundry. So in that moment, as I'm like considering that this is it, I hear my door open to my apartment, and I'm like, I got it out of my breath, like last gasp was like, Liz. And she was like, Kels? And like came in and she like sat me up and she's looking at me and she like took my heart rate. She's telling me to breathe and breathe and breathe. And I'm like, I think I need to go to the ER. Like I'm really convinced. And I was like, I think I'm having a heart attack. I was freaking out. And she took my pulse and she calmed me down. She is Mother Teresa to me, that girl. But she really calmed me down and had me breathing and monitored me. And then later on, after I came off of everything that was going on, she was like, if you didn't, you know, if your heart rate didn't go down, I would have said, you know, we should really go. But luckily, thank God, it came off. And it was, at the end of the day, just this panic attack. And I had never in my life experienced something like that. And from that day on, I never once would ever think, you know, to say something about anxiety just being somebody needing to calm down. Like that's a real, real thing. But after I felt it once, I was like, you know what? I never want to feel this again. Like I never want to feel this again. What do I get to do in my daily life and in my habits and in my routine to almost ensure that I don't have to go through something like this ever again? Because it was terrifying. I hated it. I hated every second of it. And I never wanted to experience it again. And I didn't want to experience grinding my teeth at night. And I didn't want to experience breaking out in hives again. I didn't want to deal with any of that. One point, and then I'm done. But when I was 19, I had like 3 jobs. I was working as a cosmetology teacher, working in a corporate salon setting, also working in a private salon setting, and finishing up schooling at the same time. So it was a lot of juggling at one time. And I was overly stressed, overworked, confused. I couldn't give my all to one thing. I was just spreading myself too thin. And I broke out in these hives, and it was like such a mystery. I'd never considered stress at this point to be an option to have caused something like that. But yeah, I was just so overworked that I went to my doctor and he's like, this is, you know, I told him about my situation. He was like, yeah, this is very, very possibly stress-induced. Another time I was overly stressed, I woke up and it was like the whole world was spinning, that like inertia thing. I like couldn't drive to work. I felt insane. Like the whole world was just like spinning. It was awful, awful. So being overly stressed has caused a lot of physical issues in my life. Like I felt like at some points my shoulders were up to my ears, you know, like I'm clenching my jaw, really uncomfortable shit. So, you know, I started to think about what can I do to make my life better, because this is not, and I can't do this for the next 10 years. Are you kidding me? So, you know, I'm still learning. I'm still adding things into my life and changing things and stuff and adjusting. And I'm still working on some of my shortcomings, because I will be forever, because this is a practice, because I don't have it figured out. And we are here to be fallible and mess up and grow. So I'm still learning, but I definitely feel like I know that choosing a life of faith has given me so much, so many benefits that I never knew that were, you know, accessible to me. So with that being said, I think I'm done for the evening. I think I'm going to go for a walk with my parents, and I think I'm just going to stay grateful for everything that I do have. So I love you guys, and again, I'm so thankful for you. So I will talk to you guys as soon as I can on In the Backseat. Take care.